When I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to use the word hate. I certainly was never allowed to hate someone. That was strictly verboten. Even saying that I hated this or that was frowned upon. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Those old-fashioned morals that I'm so glad my parents drummed into me seem to have been replaced, though, with such anger and vitriol in the press, on television, in social media, and in the way that many people live their lives. Can I ask you today, what are the things that you hate, seriously? And even more importantly, who, if anybody in your life, do you hate? That's an even more serious question. The reason I ask is this, 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. We love because God first loved us. If we say we love God but hate any of our brothers or sisters in His family, we're liars. If we don't love someone we've seen, how can we love God? We have never even seen Him. It turns out that not only was hatred a no-no from my parents' perspective, but it's a definite no-no from God's perspective. Why? Because God is love. Because when God had every right to punish the likes of you and me for our rebellion and our sin, when He had every right to hate us because we hated Him first, He instead sent Jesus, His Son, to suffer and die for us. We love because God first loved us. And what He's saying here is that we cannot claim to be one of His children on the one hand and hate someone on the other. In fact, doing so, He tells us, is in effect hating Him. That's God's word fresh for you today. There are so many loving, wise, life-changing, powerful things that God wants to tell us through His word. And hey, that's why I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.